Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the pleasure is all ours. One quick thing I was wondering as I was listening to that song is the lyric content, which you haven't really talked about as much today. When you have a new sound in your head, does that have any impact on how the words come out, or are they sort of mutually exclusive?
Well, I think that it's hard to tell exactly, like a song like that. For one thing, I'm not thinking about what the record's going to be while I'm writing the songs. I'm just writing each song as it comes to me.
Yeah.
But for instance, if I work on Logic, which is Apple's like recording thing on my computer, and I might run a loop and I might start writing a song to that loop, that the feeling that that loop creates in me is going to write me a different song than if I just pick up a guitar and start picking like that pattern.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of different songs come out of playing to loops and playing electric guitar, and which is great. It's just like two of the songs are written on ukulele, and those songs wouldn't have been written on guitar. So you just try different things and get different flavors and textures, and then the songs, who knows where they come from and why they choose a ukulele, as opposed to a guitar, but that's what happens to me.
So like you're already holding a ukulele and the song comes through. You didn't say like, this song sounds like a ukulele.
Never. Right. Like never. But I just know that I wouldn't have ever written that song on a guitar.
Right.
So that's why, even though like I'm not a great player of other instruments, I pick them up anyway if I can manage them, because I know they're going to just bring me different things.
Yeah, cool. So the new record, your first solo album, it's called Murmuration Nation. It came out in August. This, of course, is Emily Saliers. The tour is ongoing. I think you're headed up to Maine next.
It is, yep. We've got a little New England swing that ends in Toronto on the 21st of November. And then there's a break, and we have a makeup date in Asheville on December 9th at the Grey Eagle. And then the band is going to play down at the 30A Songwriters Festival in Florida, near Panama City down there. Seaside. And then Amy and I are getting ready to have our year-long mapping out meeting, so we'll just be
That's
fitting
a long meeting a
I know we do the best we can. We can't really map out the year, but the symphony album will come out, and then I'll continue to do solo tours. I'm probably going to do a trio with Lyris and Lucy Wainwright Roach, and we'll work out some harmonies, do a different incarnation of the songs, and do some very, very small rooms and play the record like that.
Wow, sounds great.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, an exciting year.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you so much for coming to Paste. And
well, I love Paste.
Today.
You know, being
Paste
from Atlanta,
you.
It's just...
That's right, it's the Atlanta connection here in New York.
And I love it, so thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours. Everyone go pick up Murmuration Nation and check out Emily Saliers on the road, and please come back and play for us again anytime.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
All right.